As more details come out about the sexual and physical assaults during New Year's celebrations in Germany and other parts of Europe, we find that some of the suspects are in fact asylum seekers, and the cops are a little more honest about what they experienced during that night.
So many people sent me this video, and I can completely see why. Sex attacks committed across Europe by migrant suspects identified through first-hand testimony. I can't even imagine the kind of mental gymnastics I'm about to be exposed to.
So, according to the Washington Post, authorities have revealed that at least 21 asylum seekers from the Middle East and North Africa are suspects in the New Year's Eve rampage of sexual assaults and thefts in Germany.
Oh, good Lord. This is going to be a bloodbath.
Now, when we originally reported this story, we let you know...
Okay, I hate to be that guy, but you guys don't report anything. As far as I can tell, all the Young Turks does is commentary and interviews. I don't think I've ever seen you actually report an original story, but then, you know, I actually don't watch all that much Young Turks anymore, like most people.
That women were either being groped, there were some instances of alleged rape, and then the women would be distracted by the fact that they were being violated like that, and then they were victims of theft. They had their phone stolen, their bag stolen. There are more and more cases coming out. In fact, so far, at least 170 victims have filed complaints, including 120 of them for sexual assault. Now, to give you some more details on who the suspects are, out of the 34 suspects, again, 21 of them were asylum seekers, and the majority of those, a spokesperson said, arrived in the past year. Now, they're not all from Syria. In fact, a small chunk of them are from Syria. The 34 allegedly include 10 Algerians, 10 Moroccans, 5 Iranians, 4 Syrians, 2 Germans, 1 American, and 1 Serbian, and 1 Iraqi. So they're from all sorts of places, but again, 21 of them are asylum seekers.
How diverse.
Now, it's unclear whether or not they actually did anything wrong, right? Because they're suspects. That doesn't mean that they're guilty.
That's a good dose of healthy skepticism. Well done, Anna. I'm sure that in this case, there's absolutely no smoke without fire. And I do hope you'll remember that kind of skepticism when it's applied to less credible claims, like the United States being a rape culture.
So they're being investigated. I'm glad they're being investigated. But right now, not only the authorities, but politicians in Germany are trying to reevaluate their policy on accepting refugees in. Over the last year, they've accepted 1.1 million refugees. Wow. And Angela Merkel is now really reconsidering the methods they have in place to kind of monitor or vet them before they come into the country.
I think it is worth noting that this was caused by public outcry. It wasn't just something that happened. It wasn't their consciences getting the better of them.
So I want to be fair and honest in reporting this story. These are the facts that we have right now. Again, the story continues to develop.
That's true. They were the honest facts. Now, why don't you tell us how those facts are racist?
But I really want everyone to keep in mind that this is not a representation of all Muslims.
Well done. Who the fuck said it was? Why are you bringing that up? Nobody said that this was all Muslims. Why would you even mention that? That's a really weird place to go, and it kind of makes you look bad. So, a bunch of Muslim men committed a bunch of crimes in Germany. I just want to stress that this isn't something that all Muslims do. You know, like, a bunch of Catholic priests molested a bunch of choir boys. But I just want to stress that this isn't something that all Catholics do.
However, you know, when you come from a culture or a country that believes women should be covered, and if they're not covered, then they're asking for it, well, some chunk of those people are going to carry out acts of violence like this. It's really a huge cultural difference that needs to be addressed.
That 8 seconds is why you, Anna, are the best thing about the Young Turks, hands down. That was absolutely on the money. Exactly right. They have very bad ideas about women. They come to a place where women do not dress as deemed appropriate in their home countries. And therefore, these very bad ideas about women translate into very bad actions towards women. You were spot fucking on.
As far as Angela Merkel's perspective, you have to worry about the perception and what your citizens are going to think you're doing.
Right.
And if there's an unsafe environment now being created. So you have to worry about that stuff. But you have to also not convey that because of who these people are, that this is why it's happening more.
Right.
Anna, don't just say right after he directly contradicts your accurate argument. He said you don't want to give the impression that it's who these people are, and he's completely wrong. Of course you want to give the impression of who these people are. What he means is you don't want to give the impression of what these people are. I don't think that this is some sort of genetic predisposition. I think this is due to bad ideas. You have just said it's due to bad ideas, and I agree with you. That is, who they are. What they are is the argument that's going to come from the racists, the people you don't want to give a legitimate argument to. So you have to support the who they are argument instead of the what they are argument. And instead, you've just told yourselves that, in fact, the who they are argument isn't permissible either.
I'm sure there's been plenty of assaults in Germany before this.
No. No, absolutely none. Never before in the history of Germany have organized gangs of Muslim migrant men gone on a raping, thieving, and groping spree in Cologne. Never before. Never. First time. The police were, in fact, shocked. They didn't know how to handle it. They didn't. It was a whole new type of crime, according to the police chief of Cologne. They had no idea. What the fuck would you even say that for? I mean, are you suggesting that year after year Syrian migrants are doing this in Cologne and across Europe? Because they haven't. That's what we're talking about. This is brand new. I am, of course, being facetious, and I fully understand that you are trying to imply that what happened in Cologne on New Year's Eve is exactly the same as individual acts of rape committed by normal German citizens.
This was a mass when it was New Year's Eve, maybe it was easy targets, all that type of stuff happens.
No, actually, it's really rare that organized gangs get together and molest women on New Year's Eve. It's really rare, and almost like every city around the world, it hardly ever happens.
So you can't just assume that just because this happened here, now this will end the problem. Because then if it happens again, what else do you have to do next?
Well, Angela Merkel was talking about deportations, and Norway and Belgium are talking about re-education.
Right, so I just want to elaborate on what I said earlier. You know, I apologize because I forget which European country it was, but there was a European country that we reported on fairly recently that is, of course, allowing Syrian refugees to come in, but when they come in, there's a very, I think, fair education program that they have to go through. And the education program is basically getting them accustomed to the cultural differences in this European country. Mm-hmm. So the way that you treat women in our country is very different from the way that women are treated in your country.
Isn't that something that progressives should be a little more proactive about? I mean, you know, you guys are always talking about the oppressed, and what you've just described is a situation where in certain countries, women are clearly being oppressed.
You know, not to, you know, violate your own beliefs or whatever, but these are our lives, and you have to follow them.
Yeah, okay, I'm just going to be honest. I don't think we have to be permissive or tolerant of beliefs that involve oppressing women or stoning gay people or anything like that. This is one of those situations in which we'd be totally justified in saying that, look, objectively, your beliefs are backwards, and it goes against our humanistic principles to even countenance what you're saying. You oppress your women by treating them like property, by mutilating their genitals, and by literally, and I'm not kidding, I always forget under Islamic law whether it's two women or four women required to testify against one man. I mean, that is actually treating women as if they are second-class citizens. And this is legally enshrined in countries with Sharia law. So I don't think we should just chalk it up to differing beliefs.
You have to abide by them.
You have to abide by them. I think that's fair.
No, I think an onboarding process is so important in all of this. And I do think that you have to recognize that, of course, a country like Germany welcoming refugees does not have to welcome any sort of oppressive rhetoric.
Ideology
around treatment of women in particular.
Okay, so you guys are on the page of re-educating the Muslims. Now, I'm not normally a fan of re-education, but I don't normally encounter people with such retrograde beliefs as to actually require it. So, I mean, I'm not against it in this situation. Don't get me wrong, I'm sure that there are a lot of Muslim men who have literally lived this way their whole lives and not thought to question it. They'll probably be very thankful that you've enlightened them.
I mean, I think what sounds like what went down on New Year's Eve in Cologne I mean, because they were saying there's like 1,000 men involved. Like, it just was this like rowdy, out of control, like testosterone fueled hot mess.
Right. So you're one of those people who wants to put it down to what they are instead of who they are. In this case, what they are being men.
Which I'm also like, if the German, like, where were the German police on this? Like, I know they were just like completely ill-prepared, I guess, to handle it.
No, okay, so when we originally reported the story, there was a lot of criticism of the media and the police. And, and I was trying to really understand what they did wrong. So in terms of the media, they didn't initially report it. So on January 1st, one of the biggest news outlets in Germany just did not cover it, and people were upset about that. They took to the streets and protested it. But also on January 1st, police officials released a statement about the New Year's Eve celebrations in areas like Cologne, and the headline to that press release said the following: festive atmosphere, celebrations largely peaceful.
Okay, I'm going to assume that this is because you guys are American, and you don't really know what things are like in Europe. Because what you've just described is a conspiracy of silence, where everyone involved is afraid to speak out about it, because of fear of how they're going to be perceived. We've had this an awful lot in Europe regarding Muslims. The word racist holds so much power over here that we will literally allow young women to be raped rather than be called a racist.
They weren't peaceful. I don't know why they felt...
Maybe they didn't want to admit their own impotence in the situation.
Fucking hell, you sexist. It wasn't that their male pride was damaged.
And now there's a cop coming out, an unidentified cop, saying, look, we just weren't ready. Okay, so let's go to that statement, graphic number 17. The task forces could not cope with all the events, assaults, and crimes. There were just too many happening at the same time. Again, that's an unidentified senior officer.
Which is fair enough. This was probably a guy who was on the ground, and he's probably not the guy who wrote the everything is fine police report.
Now, Angela Merkel has responded, and keep in mind that she's been very resistant to all of the fear-mongering and the alarmist commentary about refugees. But now she's saying we must examine again and again whether we have already done what is necessary in terms of deportations from Germany in order to send clear signals to those who are not prepared to abide by our legal order.
Yeah, she's being forced to do this by public opinion. She doesn't care.
Certain regulations are now being thrown around, maybe random checks.
For what? Excuse me, sir, are you in possession of a penis, and do you intend to use said penis for rape?
On some of these refugees. But again, it's a nuanced, complex issue.
Yeah, it is, and you nailed it really early on. It's a bunch of people coming from a place with really bad ideas, and they have very little respect for the place they're going to, and so their ideas should be addressed.
And there are extremists on both sides. There are those who are like, no, 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 they're all innocent. There's nothing wrong. They're not doing anything wrong. And then there are those who are like, no, 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 they're Muslim. Just because they're Muslim, they're all bad. No, it's way more nuanced than that.
Okay, well, let's leave those people out of the conversation. We have enough incorrect opinions within the conversation that we're having before we start dealing with ones that are obviously nonsense. So let's just ignore them.
So please don't fall victim to that very simplistic way of thinking.
Well, I agree with you. And great segment, guys. You really did keep the autism under control.
So sexual assault and rape.
Oh, fucking hell, Jimmy. Are you sure you want to do this? Because I get the feeling you're going to start saying things that are really dumb and completely unnecessary. Everything's been tied up in a neat little bow. It's people with bad ideas. That's what we have to address.
You know, I'm not... sociologist.
Then shut up, Jimmy. You don't know what you're about to start talking about, do you? I mean, you don't actually have to be a sociologist to be informed on the issue, but I get the feeling that you are literally just saying, look, I'm not informed on the issue, but...
No, all I know, it's pretty prevalent in all societies.
Okay, so your mental gymnastics begin with rape and sexual assault happen everywhere. And that's true. Per country, per capita, each one has a different level of rape and sexual assault, but they all have this level. It's in no way relevant to a one-off event with 1,000 people all conspiring with the same idea to rape and sexually assault.
Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, look at the Catholic Church.
Why?
Right? Look at that, what happened. Just raping kids and covering up. And at the very top. And these aren't just morons on a street on New Year's Eve, right?
Are you suggesting that these people were Catholics or something, Jimmy? What connection is there between the two groups?
So, in fact, the Kaiser Foundation said that they did a survey. 1 in 5 women will be raped or attempted raped while they're in college.
That's absolutely fascinating, Jimmy, and I'm really impressed at the amount of time you spend researching rape. But what difference does that make in this case? None of this was going on in a university or college. The thing is, I don't even believe this statistic. And it's not just because I think that your capacity to relay this information to me accurately is deeply compromised by your ideology. It's that it has so little bearing on the case, it's not worth my time investigating.
Right. Oh, it's an epidemic on college campuses.
So all of a sudden we go, but we have a big rape culture problem here in the United States, right?
Have you gone fucking senile or something, Jimmy? We were talking about migrants from the Middle East who committed crimes in Germany, and you come out with, there is a rape culture in the United States. Again, not a concept I believe, but something I simply do not have to debunk because it is so far removed from the issue.
What's interesting is the same people that demonize all Muslims are also the same people that look at the rape issues in this country and they deny it.
Yeah, probably because they're comparing themselves with cultures in the Middle East and going, no, that's a rape culture.
They deny that we have a rape problem in this
country.
Well,
there was that bad story in Rolling Stone, so we can forget about it.
And that story in Rolling Stone makes me livid. Because
such a setback.
It's a setback. It makes people question any and all people who come forward, honestly, courageously come forward and talk about their own
experiences. And that's another thing. So
yeah, but healthy skepticism is good. A lack of healthy skepticism led to the UVA fake rape allegation case. The thing you guys are complaining about right now happened because of the course of actions you are advocating for right now. And it goes so far towards disproving rape culture in the United States because the only rape that this reporter could find when she was looking for one was fake. If you live in a rape culture, you do not have to look very hard to find evidence of that rape culture, as they found out in Cologne.
With 1 in 5 saying they've been assaulted or raped.
That's brilliant, Jimmy. That's even less relevant than 1 in 5 women being raped in university in Germany.
While they're in college, most of the assaults, they say a lot of them go unreported, right? Because people don't want to report them, A, because they know the person or they were drinking at the time, or because they'll be demonized and what have you, and they're shamed by it. So it's probably even higher than...
Yeah, maybe, Jimmy, but what's that got to do with anything? What difference does that make? Are you saying that the attacks in Cologne are probably much higher than the 120 victims that we know of so far?
There's really no way to gauge, or there's controversy over what the rape statistics are in the United States?
If there's so much controversy over the rape statistics in the United States, and there's really no way to gauge, why are you so comfortable telling everyone that rape happens everywhere? It's really high. 1 in 5 women are assaulted and raped in college in the US. It's like you're just talking for the sake of filling time, to make yourself forget that you're meant to be talking about Muslim men with very regressive ideas about women who have gone to Germany and committed crimes because of those ideas.
But it's obvious there's a problem.
Yeah, with the United States, according to what you have just said. Rape happens everywhere. Rape culture in the US. 1 in 5 women are assaulted and raped in the college. That's great, Jimmy, but could you stop self-flagellating for a minute? Because we're meant to be talking about someone else.
And so, I don't want to say it's just this people want to go, oh, look, their culture is rapey.
Fucking whose culture? After all this projection, are you actually going to start talking about the Middle East?
Right? Yeah. That's what's happening right now.
Presumably, but are you sure you know enough about their culture to make a judgment?
And so I don't know enough about their culture to push back.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Proper Young Turks level of research.
But I do know about my culture.
Yeah. So look, I don't think that their culture is rapey.
And yet you actually think America has a rape culture.
But I think it's... Right, because it's more indisputable. Nuanced than that. Yeah, it's indisputable that there are certain expectations for women. And the expectation is be modest, cover up. Because if you're not covered, well, then you're asking for it.
Right, so their culture literally meets feminist criteria to be classified as a rape culture.
And when you have that kind of thought process, well, you need to learn real quick when you're going to go to a different country that has different values, because that is unacceptable.
Right, okay, so it's not what they're doing that's wrong, it's where they're doing it that's the problem.
The thing is, I think part of what Jimmy was saying, that whole thing, that mantra, cover up, be modest. And it sounds like it's coming from that particular culture.
Yes.
That's said here.
It's said here.
It is said here. And
look how excited they are. It's something they can also blame on themselves. I mean, I don't actually think that that's a legal defense against rape in the United States. I mean, I'm no lawyer, so I'm just going to get a bit Jimmy Dore on you, but I'm reasonably confident.
Every time it is said here, it's condemned specifically by people who work on the show, specifically by people like me.
That was a genuinely skillful use of virtue signaling to gain control of the conversation again. Because these guys, you'd said something they didn't like, and they flew off the handle. They were like, no, but me as well. We all did this. It's not just them that do bad things.
So if I'm going to condemn it by people who have that ideology in our own country, I sure as hell am going to condemn it if people have that ideology in other countries. I don't care if it's a predominantly Muslim country. I don't care if it's a predominantly Christian country. When you have that kind of thought process, it's dangerous. Women are not asking for it because they're wearing revealing clothing, okay? And if you think that way, well, then you are misinformed. You believe in very violent actions toward women who just want to live their lives as free individuals, and I'm against you.
You know, I've actually really gained a lot of respect for Anna in this. Everyone else in the room is a fucking moronic, regressive twat, but Anna is an actual liberal. She's now talking about universal application of principles. She is now treating them as if they are her own moral equals. She is saying it doesn't matter that they live in an inferior culture, which she has identified as an inferior culture. It doesn't matter. They know it's wrong. It's wrong and it must change. Everything sane in this video has come out of Anna's mouth. And the reason it's become so difficult for her to have this conversation is because she is trapped in a progressive echo chamber.
If you want to look at this, at what happened in Cologne as a larger, we're talking a global patriarchy.
One of these fucking conspiracy theories for man haters or something. Global patriarchy. We're talking very specifically about certain countries and individuals who live in those countries.
The issue, right, where women are treated like property and depending on what they're wearing, there's all sorts of judgments made about what they're inviting.
Yeah,
but it's not really a global patriarchy. It's really a patriarchy in certain countries that actually take really drastic and radical steps towards correcting women. It's not just criticizing them or tutting, it's actually murdering them for dishonoring the family. But I can see that you do want to just blame this on men, don't you?
Sexually.
Yep.
But this story is so frustrating because I think we all know, and Anna, what you were saying is that it's going to be used as a cudgel to sort of like beat the same old drum of racism and...
And bigotry
yeah. about... the people from the Middle East that are these refugees.
I knew we'd get there eventually. Racism. Yeah, you're worried about racism. Well, I guess you would have to be. But I don't think we should let actual racists have so much power over us, as fear of them prevents us from accurately talking about the issue. Which, let's be honest, is exactly the problem with the progressives on this panel. Anna is the only person who has attempted to address this honestly. The rest of you are just fucking ridiculous.
And talk about what their cultures say or don't say. And, you know, it's tough because like Bill Maher's whole line, right, around this is that liberals won't admit the truth about Islam.
Jesus Christ.
Right.
Well, it seems that he was fucking right, doesn't it? You literally are doing everything you can instead of admitting that they actually have a rape culture that actually oppresses women in tangible ways. And I'm guessing that you guys can't really bring yourselves to admit it, because fundamentally, it would mean that Miss Pretty, White, Blonde, Happy, Well-To-Do woman in the West would probably have to stop complaining about the utterly trivial oppression she is feeling in the West and compare herself to a young lady who has actually had her cunt hacked off and then forced into marriage with a man who is legally allowed to beat her and cannot legally rape her. It's no wonder they have to try any rationalization to refuse accepting the reality of life for these women. If they can't persuade everyone that they are as oppressed as women in the Middle East, then nothing they do is justified, and everything they do is undermined, because they will be aware of a group of people whose situation is so contrary to their own principles, you would think it would take priority. But instead, things like manspreading are the issues they complain about. Fucking global patriarchy. Rape culture in America.
So, I mean, I maybe Bill Maher's already commented on it, but I was like, you know, what would his take on this be, knowing what I know about his perspective on it? Which, obviously, Jimmy, you were like, uninterested.
It's just, you know, yeah, that's what it is. We're apologists for fucking rapers. That's what we are.
Yeah, that sounded really hollow, Jimmy. I mean, you'll notice that no one else is laughing. They're probably all thinking, so how exactly am I going to justify arguing for the status quo in Muslim countries so I get to focus on my problems when I know about how bad the status quo in Muslim countries is for women who I claim to stick up for?
We're apologists for religion. We couldn't hate religion more.
Yes.
What we are is we're progressive.
Well, that alone is enough for me to abandon use of that label. Seriously.
So what do progressives do? Progressives always are looking to see who's being oppressed.
You probably don't even realize you're doing this, but you're making progressivism sound just like Marxism.
And who's ever being oppressed, that's who I'm in favor of, right?
So, like, literally Marxist principles. You're always focused on oppressed and oppressor. It's always about power dynamics, even when you're in contexts where that really doesn't make any sense.
Right.
So if an Israeli soldier oppresses a Palestinian, I'm in favor of the Palestinian. The Palestinian goes home and then oppresses his wife, I'm for his wife.
I think you might be for some bed rest, Jimmy, because you sound like a fucking crazy. If the Palestinian is oppressing his wife, why are you for the Palestinian? What if the Israeli is oppressing him by restraining his rights to beat and rape his wife? Are you still for the Palestinian then, Jimmy? If anything, are you not for the Israeli for liberating the Palestinian woman who was, in your estimation, the most oppressed in this situation? If the Palestinian woman is oppressing her kids, are you now not for the woman and are now for the kids? What if the father is preventing the woman from oppressing the kids by oppressing her? Your ideology has no fucking internal consistency, and you are really emotionally attached to it. I look at your fucking face. You look like you're really upset that this isn't making any fucking sense.
So I'm for who's ever being oppressed in any situation,
Okay, and in this situation, it's Muslim women who live in the Middle East, and Western women are getting a taste of how they get treated, and they hate it. It's shockingly bad. So now we have to come to terms with the fact that we are just ignoring all of these women out there suffering from these same conditions. If you want to look at it through a fucking Marxist lens, yes, Muslim women are being oppressed by Muslim men.
This idea, though, but the whole idea is that these guys are dirty, right?
No, you fucking racist. What are you talking about? Why are you saying that Muslim men or Middle Eastern men are dirty? No, they have bad ideas. Really bad ideas. Really old bad ideas. It's nothing about them being dirty or anything like that. You look like you're having a fucking stroke. No, stop it.
Muslims are dirtier, they're worse, they're not reformed.
Well, we can agree that they're not reformed. We have laid out how rape culture literally exists in the Middle East. They're clearly not reformed. They are not humanistic. They are not liberal. This doesn't make them dirty, you fucking freak. God, you look like you're having a fucking aneurysm trying to somehow mesh these two concepts together.
All that stuff, right? So that's it's that... It's okay to be racist towards them.
We covered this earlier, Jimmy. We're not going to let the people who are actual racists have that kind of power over our conversation. It doesn't matter what they think, because what they think is wrong.
It's that okay. It's like you get a blank check for it now. It's okay, and people... And
Jimmy, you're fucking floundering.
That's what racists... By the way, so I know lots of racists. I come from the racist parts of Chicago...
Okay, this explains everything. I looked you up on Wikipedia, Jimmy. Turns out you come from a Catholic family. No surprise you brought up the Catholic Church. Now you're bringing up racism because you come from a racist area. This is all about you being afraid that you aren't a good person, that you actually hold these retrograde beliefs. I bet you know exactly how they think, don't you?
And what racists think is that they just have the courage to say the truth. Right. And that's exactly what you're hearing now.
Yeah, that's a stunning revelation, Jimmy, and I knew it was coming. But the point is, I don't care.
So they don't think they're bigots, they don't think they're racist, they just think they have the guts to tell the truth about those dirty fucking Muslims. And that's exactly how, so you have to push back against that.
Yeah, and when I'm talking to any of those people, I will, because that's a different argument. We're not having it now, so stop bringing it up.
And again, I'm not a sociologist. I don't know enough about their culture.
Then stop projecting.
Mm-hmm. But I know that people who do know about it have told me that the Islam in America has been reformed.
Honestly, I fucking doubt it, but I'm not going to look it up. I just don't care. It doesn't matter. It's not pertinent to the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Right? So now we're talking about... how about when they went with the Bible and they said it was the Quran?
Who cares? It's not a case of comparative religion, for the love of God. God. Stop coming up with fucking excuses. But the thing is, even then, it's a fucking bad one.
And again, I'm not a sociologist. I don't know enough about their culture.
Then stop projecting.
Mm-hmm. But I know that people who do know about it have told me that the Islam in America has been reformed.
Honestly, I fucking doubt it, but I'm not going to look it up. I just don't care. It doesn't matter. It's not pertinent to the conversation.
Right, so now we're talking about, how about when they went with the Bible and they said it was the Quran?
Who cares? It's not a case of comparative religion, for the love of God. Stop coming up with fucking excuses. But the thing is, even then, it's a fucking bad one. Because yes, both books have bad things in them, but which religion is taking a literalist approach to their subject material?
Mm-hmm. And all those people, holy shit, and they tricked them on, so the books are just as bad. And
that's a good point. And I think it's important to also be able to differentiate between the fundamentalists and just mainstream Muslims, mainstream Christians. I mean, I would never use fundamentalist Christians as the representation of all Christians, sure. Right?
Okay, you're slightly losing the plot here, Anna. We don't know whether the attackers in Cologne were fundamentalists or not. We just know that a lot of people from this area of the world, like you say, have very regressive ideas about women. And these are naturally going to translate into, well, cases like this.
I mean, my mom's Christian. My mom is deeply Christian, but she is a good person.
I tell you, I'm pretty fucking anti-theist, but I don't think even I would say, my mother is Christian, but she's a good person. As if all Christians were bad people. And she was the exception. I wouldn't do that.
She doesn't want you to carry a rape baby if you're 10 years old to term?
No, she would not want me to carry
like
a
Mike
rape
Huckabee? Exactly. Yeah. Right. We're against fundamentalism.
There are different interpretations of the exact same religion. And so to use the most extreme examples as a representative sample of an entire religion, I think, is beyond unfair, regardless of what the religion is.
Nobody's doing that. I've got no doubt there will be many Muslims from the West who are going to be very, very annoyed that Middle Easterners have come over and started raping people. It's not the same culture, just because it's the same religion.
It could be Judaism, it could be Christianity, it could be Islam. It's just not the reality. Again, there's nuance, and for some reason, people, especially in the United States, are allergic to nuance.
They're lazy.
And
they're only allergic, by the way, they only have an allergic reaction to religious violence and only certain religious violence, right?
God, you look like you're on much firmer footing now. You look thrilled to be on it as well, but like I said, Jimmy, I just don't give a fuck about the racists, mate.
Other religious violence, like in Colorado, they're completely okay with it. The Iraq War, they're okay with, because that wasn't religious, even though George Bush said it was. The guy who instituted it said it was. So that's my problem. They're very selective in their outrage of violence. I think as a progressive, I'm consistent. Mm-hmm. And that's what George Carlin talked about. You have to be consistent.
Except you aren't. Think back to your example of the Israeli oppressing the Palestinian. Then the Palestinian oppressing his wife. You are not consistent.
So I'm consistent in my allergic reaction to violence of all kinds. I just don't have a fetish for a certain kind of religious violence, which is what it seems like they have. Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
No, he's a fucking idiot. They weren't running around screaming Allahu Akbar or anything like that. They were doing it for a fucking kick. They were doing it for the fun of it. They were doing it because they have no respect for women, and you guys have spent all of this time convincing yourselves there is nothing to worry about. You are absolutely insane. At no point have we dealt with the actual issue here. What we have dealt with are your issues here.